Blog Talk Radio.
Like glue, or we chillin' and kickin' like we done kung fu. But you can have it all if you want, no lie, no Chinese food. But it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him. Keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot.
Pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
What?
Tell me your dreams, where you going in your life? Would you tell me the scene?
Yeah.
We could be hot,
yeah.
Sizzling scene, but first I gotta know one thing.
Pretty, pretty lady.
I feel it.
about me.
Feel about
it's
me.
It's money you see.
Money you see.
The glam is not real.
It's not real.
I pay my bills. I know we all can get in tights with the jury and the fame. But how do I know you mind?
Is that all against the fate?
I ain't got time for no guessing, I'm stressing a second, I'm guessing, I'm definitely stepping, be blessed if you sticking and stuck like glue, or we chilling and kicking like we done kung fu, but you can have it all if you want, no lie, no Chinese food, but it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him, keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot,
pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
All from the big to the itty bitty things. What you got on your phone as a phone when it rings? Do you sing? Do you dance? Do you twerk to the rap? If I wrote you a song, would you try to write back? Would you trust me enough?
What?
Tell me your dreams. Where you going in your life? Would you tell me the scene?
Yeah.
We could be hot.
Yeah.
Sizzling scene. But first I gotta know one thing.
Pretty, pretty lady.
Thursday. For some reason, Pretty Pretty Lady looped around and played one or two more times, which no complaints, it's a lovely song, but I'm like, wait a second, what's really going on? I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's available now. But first of all, I'm going to say good morning, Noonan, in the words of my friend Noel Anita Donis. Good morning, Noonan. It's worldwide, either it's morning, it's afternoon, or evening, or nighttime. Good morning to you, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, my friends, throughout the world, thank you for listening to the show. Entertainment Report, I am Beth, a.k.a. Feature. And yes, Pretty Lady by Scar, formerly the artist formerly known as Scarboy, is available. It's available at most of your favorite sites. So just go check out Spotify, iTunes, check out your favorite spots. It's there. And you network with me. It's all over social media and network with stars and social media. But it's over social media, so you can definitely get it. DJs, radio stations, music lovers. It's a fun song, so play it at your parties, play it when you're together, play it when you're alone, whatever. But my apologies, it looped around to me. I had snipped it down to 30 seconds, and then a few other songs I have at 30 seconds, but they would not upload. But we will have new songs, and we will be expanding the show, getting back to the longer shows in the very near future. But we're on a regular schedule now, as every Thursday at 5:30 we'll be broadcast in Austin for some information. But thank you so much for tuning in. The calling number, if you really would like to talk about some of the hot topics that's going on, Mollet, there's so much going on. Every time I look up, there's something crazy going on. Something about a newborn baby being found buried in a pot. My cousin Linda, who's often a guest co-host on the show, said that she had posted on Facebook crazy stories. There are some awesome good stories, happy ending stories that are out there also. But I want to talk about Smollett or are some of some other interesting stories that you have discovered or that you are following? The Cardi B story is a big one, a big story. I had no idea what was going on. And the other day, some of my friends that I've been networked with throughout social media, they were having a big discussion, female, about Cardi B, and I didn't know what was going on. But sometimes I get caught up in my own research, my own studies, and some of the stories that I follow. And of course, my history was a story that I had been following. Also, I'm always like seeing what's going on with R. Kelly. And then, not to mention, yesterday morning, and I haven't heard much of this story, what's going on with Wendy Williams? You know, overnight, yesterday morning, received news that she had a setback and was upset about her newborn baby, and so on. So very concerned about her also. But this Smollett case, I know that surprised many people. I'm gonna wait for the next broadcast to talk on the next broadcast. There's the headline topic will be springtime. It's the springtime. And everything that we love about it or don't love about it. I know many of my friends talk about they find some of their allergies. Each season has its special things and the special qualities of that. The reason I was a minute delayed, I was writing my notes regarding the NFL. And I had seen a story yesterday of something that makes the Saints especially happy. And I heard the story, but then when I, right before the show, I checked my email to see if any breaking news. My email from the Saints shared an article about a new rule. And it stated that following a 31-1 vote by the NFL owners at their annual meeting, the NFL will add offensive and defensive to reviewable plays, including non-calls. Again, following a 31-1 vote by the NFL owners, and this is an email I just got when I took my email for the show, by the NFL owners at their annual meeting, the NFL will add offensive and defensive pass interference to reviewable plays, including non-calls. So check out your favorite news shows and check out the Saints website and more stories regarding that big news. But I had heard that on 16 to the 18th here in Jackson. So it's only maybe the past couple of days here. I know many of you are still experiencing it, but also some of you are living in paradise. A big shout out to you, but we really are experiencing a really nice spring morning this morning. Yesterday was a little nippy, but today it will be 70s. Over the weekend, we have like 80 degree temperature. It's going to be awesome. Spring has sprung. And that's what I'm promoting next Thursday show. Spring has sprung. So let's talk about it. The number is, you still have a few more minutes to call me. The number is 646-7-7-1-5-7-8 if you like to call me. And also, you can email me at cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. Let me say it out. Culture, KULTURE, SHOKENT, _beth@yahoo.com. Many of you do contact me on social media, and many of you, my cell number, I do provide my cell number out throughout social media, so call, text, whatever, but that don't mean to say like whatever, like it doesn't, but it's important whatever way you contact. But their social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. YouTube, working on upgrading my YouTube. But since early, I've really been evaluating my IG and my Facebook. I'm really seriously like studying and evaluating Ohana as a social group. And sometimes I turn down IG, so I don't even pay attention to the invite sometimes. So Facebook always invites me to say IG, yes. But sometimes when an offer pops up, I'm usually like, I'll do it later. But the other day I had like this coupon that IG offered, and I accepted, and I'm glad I did because I'm learning so much about how my profile get viewed, and more importantly, not the views, but the engagement and the reaches, and I'm paying more attention to that also. So it's been amazing. And not the importance of how you reach and how you engage with those networkers online. I know a couple of years ago, I'm not hands-on with Crossroads Film Festival, but I must remind you all this year. But I must remind you all that that's what's coming up. And Melanie Addison of Crossroads Film Festival, she presented a workshop the year before last, 2017. And you definitely should network with I believe my voice has been a little, I believe I sound like I'm in a hole because I've been talking into not the correct mic, a correct phone, the device. But Mel, I hope you could hear me a little bit. Thank God my voice is deep. But Melanie Addison, she presents some of the best information regarding how to effectively network on social media. So if you're not networking with Melanie Addison of Oxford Film Festival, you definitely should. She is just awesome at getting people together. I mean, she's over the Oxford Film Festival and also the Mississippi Film Alliance. But one of her deals is she know how to teach people how to effectively network. And how to engage, not just reach. You can reach, like, how many of your people that you network see your content, but how many are you actually engaging with? And so that's something that I've been paying attention in my own world, and I work with so many others also, and then I'm headed to Dallas real soon to work with my brother-in-law, my mentor, my late sister's brother again, at his stores out of Africa Imports at Traders Village in Grand Prairie. And I'll be assisting him with sales and his online marketing and engagements. So you all be seeing a lot of us and a lot of regarding the products and the merchandise, authentic African products from beauty to art to furniture, et cetera. But regardless of the industry or the business that you're in, if you're online, it's important to know the effective ways to market and to get those sales and to get those numbers. And if you're and everybody's not a relationship marketing, but it's good to know a little bit about relationship marketing. You know, when you really like get involved and know certain things about your clients or customers or those that you network with, relate, because I know some people say, well, I don't have time of that. Just let me do what I am, what my forte is, what I'm an expert in. But just in everyday life, just to be in touch with a humans is important. So so you don't have to be a relationship marketer, but still, people like to know that to care. I know when I was studying sales and marketing, when I was a sales and marketing student at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi, I know one of my professors would always say, sell the sizzle and not just the steak. You sell the steak, yeah, just sell it. But if you sell the benefits of the steak, that's what captures your customer's attention. And sometimes when I'm watching Trump, The Art of the Deal, sometimes I think, hey, he's a great salesperson. Why isn't he selling the benefits of some of the things that he won't bipartisan support, which everything a president should want? Sell the sizzle. Don't just sell the steak. They don't just want a steak. People want to know about the sizzle. So when networking on and offline, but especially online, what are the benefits of your services or your products? Are the benefits of just merely networking with you? Because we're all online for some reason. And bottom line, to effectively network with others. And so what's the sizzle? Yeah, you sell a steak. It could be just a raw steak from the meat market. But you another steak come up that's been cooked and was delicious. I mean, which one is more appealing? You know, so like my professor, I think it was Mr. Mize that used to say that, Mr. Mize, one of my awesome professors, he used to always say, I think he was a retail management teacher, he used to always say, sell the sizzle and not the steak. And that is something that we should think about, I guess, just in our own personal brands and our own images. And that's another topic when we talk about like makeovers. I mean, makeovers, that's a whole other thing. That's something that could apply to makeovers too. Like, okay, but I don't just want a basic look. I want a sizzle. What can I do, whatever image I am going for, a reinvention. So just when we're networking online, and especially marketing clients, products, services, it's your own personal brand. Like my former teacher, Mr. Mize, Dr. Mize, would say, sell the sizzle, not the steak. So this is something that I have been thinking about as I reevaluate, and something I think about anyway, but as I've been evaluating and reevaluating how I interact online. And I had noticed that I had taken a break at the end of the year, beginning of the year, how my views on Instagram had increased. I don't know if it's the way of marketing or people missed me online or what, but I'm still like catching up, following up, because I remember when I wasn't online, some people that I network with and friends of mine, social media friends and even people that I'm friends with in person, were like, are you mad at me? What's going on? What's going on? You know, it's just that I wasn't online, and I would be online whenever I could. So my apologies for those that have tried to contact me. And also listeners, my apologies. A regular schedule is back right now, Thursdays. 5:30 Central Time, Standard Time. I know it's afternoon. My friends across the world are, some are eating lunch, some are eating dinner, some are preparing for bed. So thank you, international listeners, and thank you, Blog Talk Radio management staff, for your support. And I never thought about canceling the show, but thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for encouraging me and reminding me to get back to a normal schedule, because that's not a show that I have not liked, from commentary shows to shows where there's people in the chat room, callers up and down the studio caller list, one or two co-hosts. Those are fun, from playing awesome the music and PSAs to the commentary style shows. Ever since the premiere show, I've enjoyed hosting and producing Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And it's just been amazing. So looking forward to an amazing, I guess, new season coming up in the near future. And sometimes I'm just going to step back. And Cousin Linda, Scar, Big Mike, Reggie, and Lisa, I'm just going to sit back and maybe call in or just listen and see what type of show my friends will produce, you know, because my friends are amazing, and my friends are you guys. This is a we thing, not an I thing. There's no I in team, so just thank you forever for your awesome support and your love, and my late mother loved you all also. But a big shout out to Kimmy. A big shout out to my family here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. We had an awesome time. My little niece and I went to the St. Patty's Day Parade on Saturday. And it was a nice spring day. It was a little hot for my little niece at first, and then it got better. We were in the section B Day 99 hip hop, old school hip hop radio station. My friend Georgia Bowe is the owner of that station. So we were in their section right across from the governor's mansion, the corner of Congress and Capitol. And awesome time, my little niece and I, we caught so many beads. I mean, literally, I think Patty's Day Parade is like Mardi Gras. We posted some pictures. And I took a lot of pictures in the video, but I hope somewhere, I hope they're in my Google photo or something. Because there are some awesome pictures in the video that you guys haven't seen. But it was amazing, good time. Missed last year, but the year before I attended, but my little niece had an opportunity to experience it. And then when it was over, I showed her the governor's mansion, and we took video and stuff like that, and just had a good time. So big shout out to Malcolm White and the Sweet Potato Queens and Kings and the city of Jackson for hosting such an amazing parade for the entire family. Excuse me. And just want to thank you guys. But again, email me, CultureShockEnt, KULTRESHOKENT _Yahoo.com. Contact me through social media, you know, Messenger, Twitter, Facebook, IG, LinkedIn, YouTube.